Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
When I was a young English schoolboy, we used to play a game called Follow the Leader. Did you play that here as a kid? The basic premise of the schoolyard game was that one person was designated the leader and everyone else fell into their role as followers. Where the leader walked, the followers walked. What the leader did, the followers did. Sometimes the leader walked where some followers didn't want to go, or they did what some followers weren't prepared to do, and so some followers dropped out. A metaphor, if analysed enough, of course, will eventually break down, but let's explore the workplace application of this simple game for a couple of minutes. For the game to work, there was just one leader. I often think in many workplaces around the world, part of the problem is there are too many layers of supervision, management and executive that the followers don't know who to follow. On the flip side, it can be very dangerous, of course, when one leader has all the power. As Lord Acton famously said, quote, "Power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely," end quote. Now, the followers did what the leader wanted them to do. I often think the problem inside many teams and organizations is not so much a lack of leadership, but rather lack of followership. I remember when I was a full-time employee, a boss telling me straight, quote, "Paul, you are not easy to lead," end quote. This was a paradigm shift for me as an employee. And from that day forward, I made a concerted effort to be a better follower. Now, on the flip side, we should draw the line. If our leader walks somewhere we know we shouldn't walk or instructs us to do something we know we shouldn't do, it's at this point we stop being followers and, if necessary, we become whistleblowers. We should speak up if the command is fraudulent, if it could cause a safety hazard, if the request is immoral or goes against our own personal constitution, you know, our core values. If no action is taken by the powers that be, i.e. human resources, we should consider looking for a new line to join, or in other words, get another job. In the schoolyard game, some followers dropped out if they didn't want to follow the leader anymore or were called out by the other followers for not doing what the leader wanted them to do. And one of the best things an unhappy employee can do is to quit. Likewise, I believe one of the worst things an unhappy employee can do is quit but stay. See, unhappy employees can drag others down with them. They become like a toxic poison within the organization. If unhappy people are unprepared to stand up or speak up respectfully about what needs to change, they should drop out of the game. I can still see the game being played in my distant memory, a line of school children weaving uniformly through the schoolyard. An interesting phenomenon took place when the line was walking together well. More school children joined the game. The line actually got bigger and bigger and bigger. My observation has been that when a team of individuals follow their leader well, it has a positive impact on the organization. And in time, the organization becomes, quote unquote, a great place to work. People have a passion for the work they do. The organization then becomes a talent magnet, and more people want in than those who want out. I've observed this to be the case when teams are clear on their mission, have a line of sight towards a compelling vision, and operate, promote, and reward towards a set of noble, honourable, timeless values. You know, there are so many books, podcasts, keynotes, and articles about leadership, but very few on the subject of followership. If our leader is a man or woman of high character and high competence, let's follow their lead. Now, there's no perfect organization, as we're all imperfect people, but always be a positive influencer as a follower. Good followers are hard workers who go the extra mile. Good followers look for solutions rather than magnify problems and contribute ideas constructively. Good followers are attentive listeners and effective time managers. Finally, as the lesson I had to learn, followers must be easy to lead. Now, there's a time for leadership and a time for followership.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.